interrupting the song to say that this is Lily, and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Test Free from Radio. Thank you.
get tickets for the dance. And I'll take you. Ooh. Won't you tell your dad, get off my back? Tell him what we said about painting black. Rock and roll is here to stay. Come inside where it's okay. And I'll shake you. Ooh. If it's so, let me know. If it's no, well, I can go. Thinking anymore.
Hello, everybody listening to my show right now. I decided to take a sub slot today. You might recognize me from the beloved cult favorite radio show Lily's on Air, but today I'm actually here not with Lily, but with my dad.
Hello.
That's him. Introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Rob, Lily's dad.
Yeah.
One of the Lily's dad.
Uh-huh. Not both of them. We're not related. Yeah, and my dad's visiting all the way from California, and we decided to come into the stew and do, as you might have noticed, an all cover show, which is pretty exciting. I like a good cover sometimes, but my dad is really into covers.
I love cover songs. They're yeah. just the
Do
best.
Do you want to say a few words about what the cover song means for you?
Oh, I just...
Ouch.
What?
Never mind. You're good.
I just really like it when, you know, artists get a chance to pay tribute to some other artist and it ends up being an artist that I really like. Sometimes I learn about songs from covers. Like, actually, there's one later in the show that is a song that I heard the cover version before I ever heard the real version. And, you know, eventually you just, your music education comes full circle and you're like, oh, these other bands did that song.
Yeah.
I love it.
That's pretty cool. And do you have anything to say about the first two covers that you picked? Ripple
sure.
by Jane's Addiction and Wichita Lineman by R.E.M.?
Yeah, so it's kind of fun when Ripple is like my favorite Grateful Dead song, like by a long ways. I like a lot of Grateful Dead songs, but Ripple is just, it's the best. And to have Jane's Addiction do it, like their kind of upbeat, hard rocking version compared to the Grateful Dead's kind of bluegrass blues, it's really cool. R.E.M. Wichita Lineman. I wouldn't call myself a huge Glen Campbell fan, but Wichita Lineman is just this beautiful song. I like every version I ever hear of it. It's about a guy who works too much, sort of admitting what's really important and kind of being stuck. And it's the most beautiful song. I almost cry every time I hear it.
Wow. Thankfully, the mic wasn't on for that portion of.
I don't sob. I just tear up.
Okay. And you actually, you weren't in college radio, but you wrote for the music section of your school paper in college. And do you want to say something about that as it relates to the song? As it relates to R.E.M.?
No.
Didn't you interview them?
No, I didn't get a chance to interview R.E.M. I interviewed a lot of other bands.
You know what? Never mind. Mistaken. I thought you interviewed R.E.M.
We hosted R.E.M. at a concert, and I was also yeah. kind of working there, but I didn't get to interview R.E.M.
Apple Jam, if you're listening, yeah, could be a lot better. Yeah, anyways, I picked 13, a song with a whole lot of covers out there. I really like this one, though. The harmonies are awesome, but every version of that song is great. And Isn't It a Pity? Originally George Harrison, now Galaxy 500. I'd venture to say that the Galaxy 500 version is better. Sorry, George. I've loved this cover for so long, and it's so great. And yeah, anything more to say before we move on?
I'm good.
All right, then let's move on.
Keep you warm at night.
Well, the moon is broken, the sky is cracked. Come on up to the house. The only thing you can see is all that you like. So come on up to the house.
And all your crying that don't do no good, come on up to the house. Come down off the cross, we can use the wood. Come on up to the house.
Come on up to the house.
Well, come on up to the house.
This world is not my home, and I'm just passing through. So come on up to the house.
The fire. Come on up to the house, and your singing lead soprano in a junk man's choir. You gotta come on up to the house.
Life seems nasty, brutish, and short.
Come on
up to the house.
Seas are stormy and you can't find no port.
Just come on up to the house. Forces that are inside you, so just come on up to the house.
Well, you're high on top of your mountain of a world.
Come on up to the house.
Well, you know you should surrender, but you just can't let go.
Gotta come on up to the house.
Come on up to the house. Come on
up to the house.
This world is not my home, and I'm
just passing through. Come on up to the house. To the house. Come on up to the house.
traveling in the North Country. Where the winds hit heavy on the borderline. Remember me to the girl who lives there. For she once was a true lover. Go when the snowflakes storm, when the rivers freeze and summer ends. Please see she has a coat so warm to keep her from the howling wind. Please see if her hair hangs long, if it rolls and flows all down her. See for me if her hair's hanging long, for that's the way I remember her best. I'm wondering if she remembers me at all. Many times I often pray in the darkness of my night, in the brightness of traveling in the North Country. Where the winds hit heavy on the borderline. Remember me to the girl who lives there. For she once was a true love of mine.
Hello again. We're back after a couple more songs. So, Dad, do you want to talk about your songs?
Sure.
One of them is very relevant to this past week.
Exactly. Part of the whole reason I'm here to visit is Belly is one of my favorite bands. I've seen them live many times, starting in 1995, I think, at the old 930 Club in Washington, D.C. But I came out here, they did some of their first shows in the 5 years, and Lily went with me, and it's the first time I ever went to the Paradise Rock Club. It was totally awesome to see them. Yeah. And of course, they did their version of, or they didn't play it live the other night, but we heard their version of Graham Parsons' Hot Burrito Number One. Just totally cool song with a really weird title.
Yeah, Belly was an awesome show. Enjoyed it a lot. I was, I think, the only person there with X's on my hands, which I enjoyed.
And then the kind of gospel blues coming up to the house from Tom Waits' song. Man, nobody can do gospel blues like everybody's favorite Sunday school teacher, Willie Nelson. Like, he's just made for that song. I love his version of it.
Yeah, I had never heard that version before, but I was kind of like blown away listening to it on the speakers just now. It's like, dang, I'm gonna put this on my monthly playlist. Yeah, and then I picked Some Things Last a Long Time, Beach House cover of Daniel Johnston. I think it's very interesting to hear Daniel Johnston in Beach House mode. Also, a note on Daniel Johnston. I was in San Antonio over the... When was I in San Antonio?
Last Christmas, I think.
Is that when we went to Schlotsky's? When did we go to Schlotsky's? Was that in Colorado? Okay, whatever. I was in San Antonio over Christmas visiting my family, and I ate at a Schlotsky's, as you do, which is a sandwich chain, for those who don't know. And I was sitting at this sandwich chain, and I was like, why do I see the cover of Hi, How Are You by Daniel Johnston collaged on the wall of this sandwich place in Colorado?
It was.
I lied. This occurred in Colorado.
It was right next to the airport.
Next to the Colorado airport. Yeah, it turns out it's like, where was it? Is it in Denver?
Food court at the Denver airport.
Yeah, like, so like Daniel Johnston, I guess, is like from Denver, and Schlotsky's is like, let's embrace our local heritage and put his album in their like advertising. It was just a very jarring experience, but I mean, I'm glad they're like repping the guy. I don't know. Yeah, and then my other pick was Girl from the North Country cover of the Dylan song by Dear Nora. This cover holds a very special place in my heart because it's quite possibly the most first week of college song for me ever, because I just listened to it a lot then. Shout out Bella for showing it to me.
It's a good version.
Yeah, I know. It feels very like... I'm not going to try to describe it. Anyways, we have a PSA.
Oh.
Go ahead. Do the long one.
Hey, everyone. Let's all stop what we're doing right now and take a moment. It felt good, huh? Of course, they don't all need to be quiet moments to be special. They can be loud moments, goofy moments, or teaching moments. Doesn't really matter. Because every time dads take a moment like that to spend time with their kids, it's pretty momentous. So take a moment to make a moment today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
There you have it, folks. Lovely message about fatherhood involvement from my father. Very appropriate. Yeah. Take it away, Connor Oberst and the Mystic Valley Band.
Black and white, go to Chrome, oh, give us the nice some more, then she's fast asleep, leaves you twinkling with the stars. I say, hey, poor young grandson, there's nothing I can say. You have to learn it just like me, and that's the hardest way. Oh, ooh la la, yeah, ooh la la, I knew what I know now. When I was younger, I wish that
The sea of love. I
Hey. Yeah, what'd we hear?
We heard Connor Oberst, one of my favorite performer, doing a Paul Simon song. My mom's a big Paul Simon fan. Your mom is a huge Paul Simon fan.
Intergenerational.
We were just talking about how we used to sing Paul Simon songs to you when you were...
Oh, my God.
When we were rocking you to sleep as a newborn.
Very touching.
And then we heard Counting Crows, also one of my favorite bands when I lived in D.C. I used to go see them live all the time. Performing the Faces song that closes out my favorite Wes Anderson movie, Rushmore.
Yeah, hitting all the freeform radio points with that description. Yeah, and then I did Sweet Jane by Cowboy Junkies. Like the cover, not as much as the original. And then Sea of Love by Cat Power, which I do like more than the original. And yeah, so you're listening to... Or do you want to say it? You should say it. This is Blank.
This is Rob, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yay! Any parting words, Dad?
I think we're going to go out with These Days, recorded by 10,000 Maniacs.
Song of Many Covers.
Song of Many Covers. It's a Jackson Brown song, although some will argue that it's really a Nico song.
It is really a Nico song.
I have like maybe 7 or 8 versions of this song, and I love it, but this is a song I heard as a cover before I ever heard the original when I was in college.
Yeah. Goodbye.
Thank you, Lily.
Good night, America.
These things.